Good afternoon and welcome. I'm so excited to be here with you today for the power of words. My name is Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, and I was born to parents of English, Irish, and German descent. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. I was born legally blind and identify as a person who is low vision, with my eyesight decreasing over time. It also fluctuates in terms of what I can see or not see on a regular basis. I've been a member of CCB since my college days, so over 30 years. I also utilize the pronouns she slash her. After 28 years of working at a university with students, staff, and faculty, I took in a retirement and launched my own speaking and coaching business as a certified professional energy leadership coach. The business is called E3 Coaching and Speaking LLC. I'm excited to be with you today to share with you the power of words and how they impact us for ourselves. I'd like to ask if we can mute as we go through. You'll be interacting. But interacting with yourself for a lot of this session. It's about growth and observation, awareness, and growth for ourselves individually. There will be time for unmuting and interacting as well, and we'll provide that information. I believe in the power of our brain and our thoughts and feelings. Blending knowledge and self-improvement and meditation. In this session, we will look at strategies to create empowering thoughts that will energize you to action. Let's start with a question. Would you like to feel more open, positive, creative, or would you like to feel more overwhelmed, negative, and stuck? Friends, you might be thinking, of course, I would like to feel more energy, positivity, and creativity in my life. Yet, are you aware of how you talk to yourself? And how you talk to yourself influences how you feel and act? Some of you may be thinking, I don't talk to myself. Those are the thoughts in my head. Yeah, we're talking about those thoughts in your head too. And we all have thoughts in our head. The chatter in our head is powerful. It influences how we feel and the actions we take or do not take. The words we say to ourselves are powerful. How familiar do the following phrases sound to you? I should create my vacation itinerary. I have to remember to pick up milk from the store. I must complete that project at work. Let's reflect. How do you feel when you use the words should, must, have to? If you're like me, I feel pressure, negativity, and stress. And some of that I'm putting on myself. When we feel the stress and the pressure, we may forget, procrastinate, or maybe not even follow through on actions. Let me share a personal example. It's tax season, and I admit I started off 2024 dreading the idea of doing my taxes. I said I should do taxes this weekend, which led to I have to do them next week. And then I must do taxes by the end of February. By this point, I was irritated with myself for not having completed the taxes and anxious about running out of time. And my dread about doing it was still present. One day, my partner said to me, stop moping around the house and stop being negative about doing the taxes and to yourself. I'm not negative. I'm a positive person, I shot back. My partner laughed and said, really? You state you quote dread doing the taxes, and that's negative talk. And then you say you're irritated with yourself. How positive is that self-talk? Oh, that stung. I was also reminded of the quote, don't mix bad words with your bad mood. You'll have many opportunities to change your mood, but you'll never get the opportunity to replace the words you spoke. And I'll switch to thought as well. And this quote is from an unknown author, but so true. I was viewing the task of completing taxes as a negative force, as I had to do something, I must do something. And it was just impeding me. Instead of viewing it as a choice that I could do. And I beat myself up instead of being kind and understanding of myself that sometimes things happen and you don't get to it, but you can still complete that task. I decided to approach the taxes the next time I thought of doing it with curiosity and opportunity to grow myself. With that approach, I was able to sit down and complete my taxes successfully. The words we tell ourselves are powerful and can impact how we feel and our actions. So let's take this time to change the way we feel and take back our brain. I want to acknowledge the brain is complex and is more involved and to delve in than we have time here today. The two things I would like for us to focus on, though, are what is our brain saying and our habits. Yes, the habit of thinking certain words. Do you have the tendency to should all over yourself? I should do this. I should do that. Or maybe it's a use of another restrictive word, such as must or have to. I know I catching myself saying, I need to do X. I try to pause and change that to I would want to, or I choose to. And that helps to put me into another zone. The restricting words can make you feel like you're being forced to doing something. These words are limiting your potential to take action with choice and be successful. I'd like for you to think for yourself, internally, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being completely. How often do you feel you use neutral and encouraging words with yourself? 1, not at all, to 10, completely all the time. And make note, jot down that number to yourself. It's a personal reflection. And some of us may be talking to ourselves positively already all the time. And kudos to you for doing that. Others of us may find it more challenging and may not even be aware of how we're talking to ourselves. Wherever you are on the scale, it's okay. You have the choice to remain or change that number by becoming more aware. Raise your hand if you would like to share more positive, open, and creative words in your life. You all are for the approach for feeling better. And if I were to tell you I have an approach that will help you do that, I hope you are excited. It's the ABC approach to create more positive self-talk, which enables you to practice the change you want to make in yourself. It is also important to create the time and space to create and build a new habit. So let's begin our positive talk habit and building it right here, right now, by creating the space within you. Be careful about your surroundings, and to the degree that you can, I'd like for us to open our arms as we take a breathe deeply 3 times. So the first time, if you could have you put your hands on your belly and open them to the side as you breathe in and bring them back as you breathe out. Take a deep, put your hands on your chest and take a deep breath in. And let it out. And it's okay if you make a sound too. Now raise your hands to the top, to the ceiling and the stars, and take in a deep breath and bring them down as you let some of that stagnant energy leave from you. Hopefully you feel a little bit more open, present, and maybe even alert. Human brains are so interesting. They can be both rigid and adaptable to change at the same time. Let's try an exercise to demonstrate this. I'd like for you to take two fists. I'd like in your left hand to put up your thumb, raise your thumb, still keeping your hand in a fist. And in your right hand, hold up your pinky. And what I'd like for you to do now is to switch. So your left hand, your thumb goes down, your pinky goes up, and the right hand, the thumb goes up and the pinky goes down. Let's switch again. The left thumb goes up and the pinky goes down. The right pinky goes up and the right thumb goes down. Now let's try it a little bit faster. I'm going to switch. Switch, switch. Now, I'd like for you to think, oh, this is stupid. And I'd like for you to put your left thumb up and your right pinky up and think this is stupid as you try to switch. Switch, 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 switch. Okay. Now let's try thinking this is fun with excitement. Have your right left thumb up, your right pinky up, and let's switch. Switch, 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 switch. I wonder, did you notice any difference between the two experiences? Would anybody like to share? If you'd like, please raise your hand and Rob will call on you.
Nicolette, let me get her.
Okay.
Yes, it was easier.
It was easier when? Which time?
With a positive attitude.
Ah, yes.
I didn't flounder with a positive attitude.
Wonderful. Yeah, the power of our positive thinking can help us do different things. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
Anybody else, would anybody else like to share?
Connie's got her hand
Oh,
raised.
okay, Connie, please.
So when I did it, when you said, say,
Hang
this
on.
is stupid. I felt my muscles tightening up.
Oh,
And
so,
when you said, okay, now try it again, but say, this is fun, I felt my muscles actually relaxing and loosening up.
Wow, that's great internal observation. And isn't it interesting how our mind can also have an impact on our physical body and actions?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And Donna has her hand raised.
Okay, Donna.
Hi there. So when you said to say this is stupid, it's like I'm saying that and then I'm going, why am I doing this anyway? So it just took more of an effort, like I was like trying to do with rocks or something. So yeah, so it was hard to get started. It really was. Yep.
And you even added your own little
I
negative comment
did. Yes. Yes.
So
So it was much better saying, oh, this is, this is good. This is good. So,
great. Thank you for sharing also. So, and isn't it amazing how our brain might just go down a certain path that we may not even realize or intend? Our brain, and then it influences our physical action. And this is sometimes what we do to ourselves. And so what we want to do is to be able to understand and be aware of how our thoughts and feelings are impacting us and how we can make changes with those. You may have noticed that it felt a little stiff to coordinate that thumb and pinky at first. And that some may have seen that if they went slow and did the alternation, and then they could go faster. And there may have been a few times when the thumb went up, two thumbs went up at the same time, or two pinkies went up at the same time. And that's all an example of how our brain is working. It's trying to adjust, it's trying to figure out how to be the best it can for us. And what we want to do is to look at what we say to ourselves and how it makes a difference in our life. By practicing a positive approach to positive words for ourselves, it can make a difference in our life. This is the same for building and changing a habit. Our brain is open to learning and to having patience with our practicing it. So I'd like to introduce you to the ABC approach. A stands for awareness, B stands for breath, and C stands for change. Awareness. Observe your brain and habits. Connie had gave a great example of how she thought about it, but then she felt that physical action inside. Donna shared how she actually had another thought that was also related. To observe your thoughts, it's important to take the time to focus inside. This can be done through mindfulness sitting, meditation, or other activities that will enable you to focus internally. Let's try it for a minute. If you could put your feet on the ground, your hands face palms up in your lap, and let's just take a minute to focus on our breathing. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Scan your body. Start from the head and just observe. How are you feeling? As you go down from your head to your throat, to your chest, to your abdomen area, and down to the feet on the ground. Feeling the ground underneath your feet can also help bring you to the present and internal. Breathing naturally in this type of state can help you calm and focus in the present. We can now, since we're centered, talk about how do we talk to ourselves? What words do you use? Do you talk to yourself as kindly as you talk to a friend? When you realize what you say to yourself, it creates a realization and an opportunity for you to be the best person you can be. Let's try another activity. Say to yourself, I should give a speech. How do you feel right now having said, I should give a speech? How much do you want to take action? We will come back to this exercise a little later. So if you want, you could jot down your feelings and thoughts related to that. So awareness really enables us to kind of gauge where we're at and how we're doing internally. Returning to the ABC word approach, let's talk about B or for breath. When you realize that you thought or said one of the limiting words, pause and breathe. A pause and physical change in action will help you make a change in your thought. Physical action, physical movement can make a ch help you make a change in how you're thinking and the words that you're saying to yourself. Let's use an example. Let's take three deep breaths. What I'd like for you to do when you start to take a deep breath in, I'd like for you to count to three as you breathe in. We're going to hold for three and we're going to breathe out for three. So breathe in, one, two, three. Hold for three, one, two, three. Breathe out, four, three, one, two, three. Let's try that again. Breathe in, one, two, three. Hold, one, two, three. Breathe out, one, two, three. The third time, I'd like for you to do it on your own. Breathe in. What we're doing is allowing our brain to accept what we said to ourselves and thoughts and words, and we're letting it go. We're letting go of what we did. And now we're ready for C and the ABC word approach. C stands for change. Change the thought by changing the word or phrase. So, for example, I need to do something to I want to. Or I should do this versus it to I choose to do it. Let's try the activity again where I said before, say I should give a speech. Now, say, I want to give a speech. How do you feel right now? How much do you want to take action? And compare your responses to when you use the word should. For many of us, by using the word want, we're going to be in a more positive and open opportunity to use those words and to create that speech. Think about what differences you experience. The more aware you are of your thoughts, the more you can change and grow. You know, it takes time to build a new habit. And so I encourage you to try the ABC word approach for 3 months and to give yourself grace as you follow your process to develop new patterns. It can be bumpy at times. We can not remember at certain points in time, and other times we're right on. It's a process, and it's okay to give yourself the opportunity to have a slip up. As you're progressing, you're moving forward, and that's what counts. So by following the ABC word approach, by being aware of what you're saying, if you notice you're saying a restricting word, to then take the breath, change that thought and action, and make the change to a new word or phrase, it will empower you to be your best. It's also helpful at times to create the intention for using those self-thoughts. I have found that by starting the day with a positive phrase, such as, I'm going to have a great day, it helps me approach the day more open and curious than if I were not to. I can also set the intention by meditating. I took some time before sharing today to meditate and to focus. And also practicing the ABC approach and keeping that in mind can help you in changing the words. So would you join me in starting the medita by setting an intention with a meditation? Once again, if you could place your feet on the ground, and feel the ground with the balls of your feet. Sit up straight in the chair with your arms to the side. And I'd like for you to raise your hands in front of your chest with your palms facing each other about a half an inch apart. And I'd like for you to tap your fingertips. And I'd like for you to focus on fingertips. Say to yourself, fingertips, fingertips, as they tap, fingertips, fingertips, fingertips. Now stop tapping and keep them for about an inch to half an inch apart. And you may feel emptiness in the space between your hands. You may feel energy. Whatever you feel is okay. You're creating a space for you to set your attention right here, right now. Say to yourself, I want to fill in the blank. It could be, I want to say more positive words to myself. I want to say want or choose instead of need. Or it could be something else. In 3 months, I will fill in the blank. In 3 months, I will be using more positive words when talking to myself than I do today. Whatever you want to say for yourself is okay. It's what you need for yourself now. Now, if you could place your hands on your heart, feel the warmth from your hands going into your heart. And as you breathe in, seeing light and positivity, and breathe out the stagnant energy. Breathe in, focusing on brightness. Breathe out, letting go of the darkness. Smile to yourself and say to yourself, everything within me is within me to be my best self. Everything within is within me to be my best self. Everything is within me to be my best self. Do you rub your hands? Create more energy. I'd like for you just to, from the top of your head, sweep down your body. And hopefully you're feeling a little refreshed. I encourage you, as you start this journey, start small. Begin now to observe your thoughts. And how about trying to change one word in a day? And then build as you become more comfortable with it. You can look at, if you need to, changing more. Or if, and hopefully you'll begin to change the self-talk to more positive. What I'd like to end the presentation part before we have a discussion and questions is a quote from Betty Eddy, who was born to a Sioux Indian mother and a Scotch-Irish father. She's an author and said, if we understood the power of our thoughts, we would guard them more closely. If we understood the awesome power of our words, we would prefer silence to almost anything negative. In our thoughts and words, we create our own weaknesses and our own strengths. Our limitations and our joys begin in our hearts. We can always replace negative with positive. Choose one thing to take on, to take action today, to take back your brain, and to be kinder to yourself. Like to see if there are any questions or discussion. So please,
Nicolette.
yes, Nikki.
Yes, I wanted to mention two things. One, I had done that exercise with the fingers before, and what it feels like when you bring them back together, it's almost like the opposite sides of a magnet. It's really fascinating. I don't know if other people felt that, but I definitely did, and that's a form of energy. But I wanted to ask about the breathing. When you breathe in, do you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth? You didn't mention that, but that's usually the way I breathe in and out. But is that what you do, or does it not matter, or what?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nikki. Thank you. And you are correct. I should have mentioned about that. I would say breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, in these exercises would be important to do. Yes.
Thank you very
And
much. This is wonderful.
I'd also like to expand upon that. The reason for breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth is that breathing out through your mouth, you're letting go of the stagnant energy. You're able to release, and that frees up space in your body. If you were wanting to do a breathing exercise where you wanted to accumulate more energy, then you would breathe in and out through your nose.
Oh, fascinating. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, great.
And
Thank you.
Margie has her hand raised.
Hi, Margie.
Hey, Kathy. What a great, great workshop.
Thank you.
None of this is new for me.
But it's a wonderful reminder. And while you were doing some of what you were doing, I kind of went off as you would expect and did my own thing.
Sure.
And you might be aware that I'm dealing with a traumatic brain injury, and it's altered my life. That is now a new word. It's altered my life.
Yes.
And I was saying, my brain is strong. My brain is healthy. My
Ah.
brain is strong. My brain is healthy. And I just felt a whole different lift in my energy instead of saying my brain is injured. And so I'm going to start saying that at least 10 times first thing I wake up. I have a regimen I go through, and that's just one more thing to add to the wonderful list of starting my day with, is that my brain is strong and healthy. So thank you for that gift.
Oh, you're so welcome. And how wonderful. Yes, your brain is strong and your brain is healthy. And I'm so glad you got that. That's small but important piece for yourself. You are wonderful, and continue to grow and heal.
Donna has her hand raised.
Donna?
Hi, yes. When we're doing the exercise where you have your hands out to your chest level, do we outstretch our arms all the way, or do we outstretch them so that we have like a 90-degree bend in the elbow and we tap that way? How do you do that part? Thank you.
Thanks for the question. I would, so it's having the, it's keeping your finger, so I guess if you take your fingertips and you put them together, both hands, the fingertips together in front of your chest, and you put your elbows out. And then if you go out like a half an inch or so and back in and tap your fingertips together, so that it's a very small movement, space-wise, but you're just continuing to tap your fingertips with your elbows away from your body. So they don't have to be out at 90 degrees. They can be lower down. They could be at 45 degrees, but kind of away from your body, but allowing your fingertips to be in front of the chest and tapping. That would probably be the most, that is a way that I find create energy. However, if you find another way to create the energy for yourself, that's what's important.
And thank you, Kathy, because that's perfect. That's what I was doing, and I forgot, and I'm thinking, well, maybe she wanted us to be outstretched, but I could completely feel the energy once you had us stop, touching our fingers, and it was just like a warmth and a connection. So thanks for that clarification. It was perfect. Thank you.
Great. Glad that you had that warmth. Other questions or thoughts?
Not so far.
Okay. So are there is there interest in terms of looking at some other types of breathing that could help center you as well? Since we have time, I could share a little bit more about another breathing activity if you'd like.
I know this is Donna. Breathing exercise really do help keep me centered, focused, and get lighter as well as I'm doing those. So as one person, I'd love it.
I agree. Well, of course, I'm the host, so I don't know if it's
Well, hopefully you're participating as well, Rob.
Oh, I am. Thank you. Thank you,
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Nikki agrees too.
Okay, then let's do it. What I would like to have you do is to sit, or you can stand. It's your choice, and breathe as you naturally would breathe. With your hand, your hands can be on your side. They could be on your lap. It doesn't matter. What I'd like for you to do is focus on your breathe normal and focus on your breathing. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds or so to focus on that. And now what I'd like for you to do is take one hand, it doesn't matter the right or left, and put it on your belly, and the other hand, put it on your chest. And I'd like for you to breathe naturally. I'd like for you to observe. Are you breathing? Do you feel your chest raising or lowering? Do you feel your abdomen raising or lowering? Or do you feel some other part of your body, like your shoulders, raising or lowering? By breathing in and having your abdomen raise and lower, that means you're breathing very deeply. And the abdomen area is the core in our body. It's the center of our body, physically as well as energetically. And so if we're breathing down in our abdomen area, we're deep breathing and we're accumulating, we can be accumulating energy. If we're breathing through with our chest raising and lowering, we're breathing and it's going into our lungs and our chest, but it may not be flowing as fluidly throughout the body as you may like. And if you're, as we grow older, sometimes we may have more of a shortness in breath. And in that case, we may have less chest movement and more in our shoulders and our throat area. So kind of being paying attention to how we're breathing naturally can help us in terms of looking at improving our breathing and flow of oxygen through our body. So what I'd like us to do is to put our both hands on our belly. Or actually, put your thumbs on your belly button, and then the index, the fingers are facing down. So your thumbs are connecting your belly button. Your index fingers are connecting about 2 inches below your belly button, and then the other fingers are just kind of in a upward upside down V shape downward. And that's so your palms are on the side of your abdomen. And what I'd like for you to do is to try to breathe in your abdomen area. So try a deep breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in, push your abdomen out. And as you breathe out, push your abdomen back to the spine area. And you will feel the movement of your abdomen area in your hands. So as you breathe in, you push out like you're pregnant, and when you breathe out, you bring it back in. So let's try a couple of these deep breaths. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. 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 And breathe out. Okay. So, do you, and you may feel a difference when you're trying to breathe in through your abdomen than when you were breathing naturally before. You may feel a little bit more energy or through in your body or a little bit more lightness since you're breathing deeper. At times, the abdomen will also get hot if you continue to do this. And this area, the 2 inches below the belly button, is considered the core. And so in a lot of yoga practices, meditation practices, the 2 inches below the belly button, the core area is the center of the body. And that has a lot to do with breathing. It also has to do with oftentimes for people with balance. And I know as those of us that are blind in the vision, that we may at times have difficulty with balance, or we may focus our balance in other areas. For example, I've often focused my balance on my feet because feeling the ground as we're walking, right? So it's taking time for me to focus my energy at the core or the center of my body, that where others are more naturally able to focus it. So the breathe, yeah, so core breathing can be really useful and beneficial. When you feel in a relaxed state and you'd like to, you can sit, with the back straight and the hands, as I was saying, about 2 inches below the belly button, and breathe. You could also lay down and do this as well. And if you like, you can, when your hands are on your abdomen and you breathe in, you can breathe them, bring them out a little bit and back to the body when you breathe out. And by doing that, you're actually kind of bringing some energy into your core area as well. And that can help you be able to deep breathe deeply and also kind of internally focus more. And that would be another type of exercise that you could do if if you're catching yourself, not saying all the positive things as much as you'd like to. You could look at focusing on the core breathing as another way to help move you into a new direction for yourself. Does anyone have any questions about the core breathing?
Connie has her hand raised.
Okay, Connie?
I don't have a question, but I have something. Is it okay if I share something
Yes,
briefly?
please.
Okay, so I'm taking voice lessons, and for many, many years, I was doing the high chest breathing, which was causing a lot of tension. I carry a lot of tension in my mouth and my jaw. So she's been working with me a lot on that abdominal core breathing. And also just relaxing my mouth and jaw. And that's starting to improve my singing because before I was forcing everything out of my throat, doing a lot of high chest breathing, lots of tension in my mouth and jaw, and it sounded like I was just holding back. But now my voice is starting to come out and it's really been improving my singing. So
Awesome.
I just thought I would share that.
Yes, thank you for sharing. That's wonderful. Awesome. Did you any other aspects of the core breathing that you'd like to share with everyone?
It does make you more relaxed, because before my breathing was shallow, Does that make sense? With the high chest breathing, it was just like really shallow. But now it's deeper and I'm growing more, my body, I guess, is growing more accustomed to that lower abdominal core breathing. And it's a work in progress. I'm still getting used to it, but it is helping. I find it's helping a lot. Not just in singing, but in every other areas of my life as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And yes, everything's a work in progress. We're a work in progress, right?
That's right. That's right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry, Rob.
Donna's
Donna.
next.
Okay. Donna.
So the young woman that I'm working with to as an exercise partner, one of the things that she has been helping me out with a great deal to focus that exact breathing that you were talking about, what she has always said in the research that she has done is that pure deep breathing is what she calls it, helps and feeds the muscles throughout your entire body to, it, you mentioned energy, and that energy and that food goes to your muscles to help you with all of that. And what was really neat about this exercise today, because I've always struggled with just normal breathing, because of my compromised lungs due to asthma and then, COVID, when I had it. And I realized, I just started doing it. And then once you said to focus, and once you said what was supposed to be happening with the abdomen as we breathe in and out, in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it. And I'm doing it the way that she's told me to do it. And I thought I was always struggling, and it's beginning to come natural. So that was really neat. I enjoyed that little victory.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay! Celebration of
Yes.
little victories.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, that's great. And as you said, it's becoming natural. As you said, Donna, as Connie said, we need to give ourselves grace and time to practice. And the more that we can practice, the more comfortable it becomes, the more adaptable our body and our brain become to be able to do it. And sometimes it takes the connection to have that physical feeling as well as the mental thought for it to occur as well. And by having that connection, it just makes it a stronger experience. There is the idea of the light sound vibration. And if you and when we can pay attention to the vibration and the sound, and then the light within us, as we are doing something, as we're breathing, as we're focusing on our heart internally, the greater it is. So we may, for example, tap our chest and make a sound, feel the vibration of the tapping along with the sound, and then if there you may experience some light, whether it's a seeing kind of like white light in your inside yourself, or being able to feel lighter and experiencing that lightness as well. So thank you for sharing. Rob, was there another question?
Not so far, but
No.
I have
Okay.
something I'd like to share.
Oh, please. Yes.
And it's really relating to a lot of this breathing exercises, and I'm just going to say it's mindfulness.
Yes.
So for me, the perfect example is, let's say I'm out using my cane. And all of a sudden my thoughts get going elsewhere. Well, inevitably I crash into something. And so what that's reminded me of is it really is so important to be mindful, to stay in the present moment as much as possible. And I think that's partly what these meditation exercises do. I think they help us be in the present moment. And
Definitely.
that's a feeling that you can replicate anywhere, doing the dishes, whatever it is. So I thank you for sharing these exercises.
You're welcome. And when you unfortunately run into something, Rob, I'm curious. How do you get back into the present moment for yourself in
It's
that type of experience? It's a little
it,
hard at times, I'm sure.
well, no, but in a way, it's a good reminder because it makes me realize, oh, come on, Rob, let's get focused here now. We can, I tend to have those kind of talks with myself, like, let's get it together now. Let's get focused. You know, it's not negative, but it's not super positive either, you know. I recover pretty quickly usually, unless I'm really, you know, unless I really injure myself, which rarely happens, fortunately.
Oh, fortunately, yeah, not injuring yourself. Being present in the moment, being mindful of where we're at and what's going on inside of us as well as around us is really important. And I find, I feel like a lot of people today are not being mindful. They're not paying attention. And I think that, possibly as an asset, for us, because we don't see as well or cannot see, we have to pay more attention and be more mindful than other people do.
True, very true.
And that's, and while, I would say that that's, an asset for us, to be able to have that experience of being more mindful.
Absolutely. And I do look at it that way as well. I mean, I think, you know, blindness, people think, oh, it's horrible. But, you know, in a way, it could be a blessing in terms of being closer to that mindfulness, to that center. And I've often thought that it's a little panacea, I know, but
No, I've thought that too at
I often
times.
do think that.
And it's interesting thinking of, kind of giving another example of my experience with thinking more positively. When I was working, I would take the bus to work. And I could tell just naturally when I was in, in a mo in the present moment and focused and feeling pretty good versus when I wasn't. Because at the bus stop, I'd be like, if I was stressed or, I wasn't really focusing on myself, I would be like, where's that bus? Why is it, why is it taking so long? Why is it late? Da, da, da. Whereas if I was, in the present moment and I was feeling more positive, I would be, well, it's okay. I have time. There must have been a reason for the bus to be a little later. Or, hopefully everybody's okay and, the bus is going to be coming soon. It's interesting how when we, how we can be in a, and not really even be, be aware, being aware of when we're kind of in a more positive versus not so positive mood or experience or moment, can be very beneficial for us in terms of how we will then respond in terms of situations, actions, and interactions from there.
Absolutely.
One of the things that, as I had shared, is really important is to start small. When we want to build a new habit, we want to start small and we want to start with something that is doable. And so whether it's having a phrase that we want to say to ourselves, as I said, I start off with, I'm going to have a great day. It could be, as Margie said, I'm going to be stronger. I'm curious if folks have other sayings that they feel help them start their day in a good way, or are there things that you would like to do to, saying that you'd like to try to start yourself off in a great way? And that would be something for you to think about for yourself. And that, and see how that goes for you. You can give things a try, and if something works, great. If something doesn't work for you, if it doesn't feel like the right fit, that's okay too. You can try something new and different and make a change. And that, finding what works for you and what is helpful for you is the most important thing. There is no one way.
Kathy, Dave Jackson has his hand raised.
Okay, great. Hi, Dave.
Hello. With your last question, I don't necessarily have a word that gets me started, but I know personally, well, personally, I know for myself, I sort of hesitate to say this, because I'm sort of excited when I get up in the morning.
Oh, great. That's fabulous. Why are you hesitant to say that?
Well, the point, the thing is that I'm aware. I can't explain that. I don't know. I'm not as articulate today as I normally am, perhaps. I don't know. But I know, Kathy, that I am aware. And it's something internal.
Yes.
I don't have a word for it.
Okay.
But I know that it's going to be different than what happened the day before, and that I do have a routine, but I never do the same thing twice. So what I've found is that the day I know that I'm going to experience something that I didn't experience the day before, whatever it's going to be, right? And so I'm always looking forward to that. Sure, there are some things that are sort of the same, but there's a lot that isn't the same. And so I'm sort of excited to find out, well, how's this going to turn out? And most of the time, and a great deal of the time, it's positive. But in the beginning of the day is what I want to focus on here. I don't have anything that I can articulate here as a word that gets me going. I already know what gets me going. And so I don't have to enunciate that or emote that to myself. I know that it's going to be different and I'm ready to go.
Oh, it makes total sense that you feel curious about the day and what you're gonna, adventure you're gonna be on. And that gets you excited and going for the day. And that totally makes sense. You don't have to have a word for it
I don't have to have a
because you
word for that.
experience it. It's about experiencing it, right? And so that's awesome, Dave. Wonderful.
I can write my own book, as they say.
And you have that approach to life, it sounds like that that approach, openness, the it's about the it sounds like you are experiencing the process and you're eager, you're curious about it, and that's what is motivating to
I'm
you.
open. I'm open. I guess
Open.
I'm open to the idea that it's going to be different today, and I want to experience that.
That's fabulous. And it's about what gets you excited. It's not about what, somebody says works or doesn't work. And so that's wonderful. I'm so excited to hear that for you. It makes total sense.
Thank
Christy's
you.
thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I'm so,
Christy.
yes, Christy, hi.
Kathy, what does your A stand for again? I'm trying to remember.
Awareness.
Awareness, thank you. Duh. Okay. I often, and I really try to do this, and I try to get my clients to, I'm using the word try to. I don't like try to. I tell my clients, and I do this, I get to is so way different than I have to. I have to, there's a big weight and a big sludge. But I get to lilts my heart and gets me excited. Oh, I get to do this, as opposed to, oh, I have to do this. I should. I really, really, really don't like shoulds. And even when I write, I try to, and I really do stay away from shoulds. When I recognize that I can, I choose to, and I will, rather than I'll try to. Oh, I'll try to do. No, you know what? If I try to do it, does not happen. If I tell myself,
you know that for yourself.
Yeah, I do. If I tell myself, I will do this today,
yeah,
then I generally will do it because I've put it in my, it's a different place than where try to goes.
Right.
So I choose to, I get to, and I will.
That's fabulous. You know, and the choose to, get to, will are those empowering words.
Yes.
You are empowering yourself to set an intention.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is, and that gets us going. Yeah. So it makes sense that you are able to get things done and what you want to do when you do that versus other types of words that are used.
Right. And when it doesn't happen, then I give myself grace because the day is shorter than the desire to accomplish.
And you always have the next day.
Yep.
To accomplish.
Well, God willing.
Yes. Right. That's
every day is a gift. That's the other thing. I live your life as if it's your last. Live your life as if it's your last day, because you never know when it will be. Mm-hmm. And every day is a gift. Those are things that those are my little mottos.
Yes, very true and very meaningful.
Yeah.
And to live your life, life is a gift, and to live it in the moment for the day.
Yep.
Yeah, and make the most of it. Yeah, very true. Thank you for sharing. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I want to just summarize once again that the ABC approach that I shared is one way, and there's many ways, but it's one way for us to begin to look at how we communicate with ourselves, how we talk and our thoughts and the words that we say to ourselves, and how we can have them more positive and help us generate more energy to take greater action in our lives. The ABC approach stands for A for awareness, being aware of how we're talking to ourselves and what we're saying to ourselves. And to remember that we want to be as kind to ourselves as we are to our family and friends. Secondly, B, it stands for breath. By breathing and trying different ways of breathing, we can connect more to ourselves, focus more, and also make a change in terms of how we're thinking and the words that we're using. If you'd like, you could also choose a different physical action instead of breathing, or do both breathing and a physical action to make that shift for you when your thoughts and in terms of your thoughts and words. For example, sometimes if I want to make a shift in my thoughts and words, I'll actually turn on some music and breathe while moving around physically to make that change, to help make that change. And then the third area is C for change. And that's to change the thoughts and words that we say to ourselves in situations. And it's okay to say, oh, I have to give a speech, or I have to do this, and then catch yourself, breathe, and then to say, I'm going to say, I choose to do this, or I want to do this. And that way, you will be able to approach it with more openness, positivity, and creativity. You can choose how you want to proceed. You can decide to make one, make one change, one step, or you can choose two or three. It's your choice. Every little step we take is going to take us further along in our journey for growth and improvement for ourselves. I wish you the best in your journey and appreciate the sharing of folks and the different aspect, different pieces that you got out of the session today. If you have any comments or questions, or you'd like to talk individually with me, please feel free to contact me. And my website is my3coach.com. It's my letter E 3 coach.com. If you don't have my contact information already and you'd like to get in touch with me. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.